out by saying, I'm an ally of masculinity. Men, you deserve to be heard. Ladies, I'm here for you too. I can't have y'all out there yelling, I hate you, Tyrone, from the front porch. Okay,
you know it's about that time to give you what's on their mind. I know you think he's fine, but I don't want you going in blind. Dropping you all that info, cause you got a brain like an info. You already know what we're here for. I drew him in with my sexy walk. Then I hit him up with my dirty talk. I drew him in with my sexy walk. Then I hit him up with my dirty talk.
Dirty Talk Podcast.
Hey, real ones. It's me, Angel, your favorite mermaid, and I'm back. Many of you know that I have spent my time working on my audio drama podcast, The Mermaid and the Lion. If you haven't checked it out, make sure to click the link in the show notes and listen and leave a review. But now we're done with season one and I'm back on my dirty talk. And I have to say how much I've missed you guys, but I'm back and this is a season like none other. This season, every guest will be asked the same question because when I took this question to the streets, I got so many different answers. I have also reserved a pretty controversial question that women have been plagued with, and I want you guys to make sure you listen to the end to give your feedback. Lastly, due to COVID, I was unable to record in the studio, so the audio is a little different than you're used to, but I have to thank Gazza for giving each episode the best sound possible. This season three is the one question season. Now it's time to take a dive in my ocean.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's your favorite mermaid. Thank you for stopping by again to take a dive in my ocean. And today, as usual, I have another wonderful guest, but this time I'm super, super, super excited. It's going to be a surprise to many, and I'm totally amped about it. I have Harlem King himself gracing Dirty Talk, and please believe I'm going to do everything in my power to get this man to talk as dirty as possible to us today. So with that being said, I gave all my little oodles and hoodles about him. Harlem, go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Hey guys, what's going on? This your boy, Harlem King, representing New York City. Born and raised in Harlem, New York, and 35 years old. I don't know, what else you want to know? I love to cook. I'm a working hard human being. I love stocks. I'm always investing. I'm always looking for ways to invest. You know what I'm saying? Trying to build generational wealth. You know, I think me and you have talked about this a couple of times before, right? Like we kind of dove into that a little bit. Yeah, and this is my first time doing a podcast. So you kind of, you know, took this off my bucket list. So this, she's basically took my podcast virginity, so to speak. So yeah.
So as a mermaid should.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Look, you could tell everybody you lost your virginity to a mermaid, and it will be true. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. They're going to love this. They're going to have a thrill.
So with that being said, Harlem, I am so pleased to have you. And I know that you have made some particular life choices that's going to make this conversation very exciting. So to go ahead and kick us off, everyone knows, if you've listened to the last episode, that this is the one question season. I'm asking every guy the same question because when I beat the streets and I asked the 50 guys, I got almost 50 different answers. Some variations were similar to one another, but overall, everyone had something a little bit different that they wanted to say. And that's what I want to demonstrate this time. So Harlem, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
You're ready. All right. So my question to you, kind, dear. Oh, he's handsome and single, ladies. Single, sir. It is.
Yeah, what I'm definitely single.
Hey.
Self-promotion,
So, right. Look, go to his page. He has a cute little top knot going on. Like, yeah, there's some things happening. And his food, look, now I'm off the well, you know what? I guess let me go ahead. This is about to be Harlem time. This is my moment to big up him. So he has all kind of food on his page. He cooks so well, like chef quality food. And he fried some chicken for himself on his birthday. He had a whole soul food plate happening. And I'm in Atlanta. And he mentioned he's in Harlem, New York. And obviously, I couldn't get any, but the chicken was so perfectly fried. I mean, like, no burnt edges. It was a beautiful brown color. Mm-hmm. And you can see the seasoning and the flour on the, and it looked so crispy. And it was so good. I wanted to, like, just rub my face in that plate. All right, there you go. But eating your phone is not healthy. So if you see good food on your phone, don't try to eat it. But that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to try to lick my screen because it was that tasty looking. Okay. All right.
Yeah. If you look in your phone, then you got problems. Like that's some weird ass shit. But nah,
especially during COVID.
Like, yeah. Like, you know, I know people are depriving themselves right now of so many treats right now, but yeah, if you look in your phone, yeah, you need help. You need to get some serious help.
Well, are people really depriving themselves? I thought it was the opposite, that people are snacking up a storm and getting, you know, doing all the things opposite of what they intended to do in 2020. 2020, I'm about to do this and that. And then quarantine came along and everyone's like, F that, buy all the Doritos and the Ho-Hos.
And all the toilet paper, unfortunately.
Matter of
why
fact.
Why the hell? Yeah, like why the hell? Yo, can y'all explain to me why the hell y'all got to take up all the goddamn toilet paper?
I think for that real. It's, I mentioned this, I'm not even sure if it was on an episode or not, but I was having a conversation with someone about toilet tissue. And I think the number one thing is that we didn't actually measure how much we used on a monthly, weekly, or whatever basis. So when people start buying up all the toilet tissue, it almost triggers something in our minds like, man, that must be a product that I do need more of than I realize. I need to get that because can you imagine not having enough toilet tissue and the amount of bowel movements that we're going to have if the world shuts down? I need to make sure I have that versus them actually thinking like, you know what, actually I only go through, I'm a single person. I only go through a roll every 2 weeks, really. That's all I need or however much that person uses. Me, I wrap my hand like 7 times. I go through.
No, especially with that cheap ass Scott tissue, man. I hate that damn brand. My
God. Well, yeah, I can't condone that brand at all. Like, I'm gonna highly recommend Quilted Northern or Angel Soft or really those are the boss brands. Charmin to me, clogs it.
Yeah.
It clogs your pipes, in my opinion. But you know,
I do think so.
Like that extra soft one, just something about it, like put it in some water and it doesn't really,
it's,
yeah, in my opinion,
it absorbs like a lot of you know, it absorbs pretty quickly. So it's like, even though it was, I think it was a 2-ply, what it is.
Right. Yeah, that should, yeah, I think it's dangerous.
Too expensive overall. Too, if you ask me.
Yeah, so come on to Quilted Northern. It is good. Cottonelle's okay, but you know, all like right. I said, Quilted Northern or Angel Soft. Both of them are very nice and they're soft and they work well and they clean your bottom just fine. All right. But ladies, I just want to say that if you do, you should use wipes, ladies.
I use baby wipes.
Girls, in his DM immediately. Now, jump to it.
Yo, guys, listen. If you ain't using baby wipes in 2020, something's wrong with you, man. Clean your ass, baby.
Clean that bottom. Man, clean that out, man. That is refreshing.
There should be no reason why a girl should find, you know, fucking pieces of toilet paper back there for no apparent reason. Like, use a baby wipe, sure.
Oh my gosh. I was about to ask you a wild question, but it sounds to me like like you're preparing your bottom for in case she wants to lick it. Like, all times, you're bottom licking ready.
I'm saying whatever. I'm down for whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
I'm with the shit. I'm with not literally, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm with it all. Like
that
up?
Was a crazy reference after this toilet tissue conversation.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
Like, we already wild out, and it's my fault. I still haven't even asked you the question. So everybody,
yeah, we're getting on track here. let's circle back.
So I think it's clear that I like Harlem because I want to talk to him about all kind of other things other than our intended purpose. So let's jump to it. Harlem, what is one thing that men wish they could get more of from women sexually? So in bed, and it could be in a relationship. It could be like when you're hooking up. But what is something that men wish that women would do more in bed?
That's tough because, you know, every guy is different. Every relationship is different. I guess it all depends on the preference, you know, and how, you know, as far as like, there has to be no restrictions in the bedroom. I'm going to be totally honest with you. Like, if you start adding restrictions in the bedroom, like, you can pretty much kiss your relationship goodbye. I think that if you build a level of trust in one another, you should be able to go to places that you never thought you can go before. You know what I'm saying? There's always new limitations to test out. There's always new mountains to climb in the bedroom. Like, there's never, you know, should be no stagnation sexually, you know, with your partner. So you always got to find a way to spice things up. The moment it starts getting boring, I'm telling you now, it's pretty much downhill at that point. You got to really do some double duty to kind of like get yourself out of that rut and try to, you know, spice things up in your relationship. But yeah, you should always try to, whatever it takes, you know, in the bedroom, guys, or if it means like letting your girl, you know what I'm saying, you know, whip you or whatever, or slap the shit out of you, or, you know, you just want to use candle wax. I don't give a shit. Like, whatever it takes to get you out, like, to get you, you know, in that state where, you know, it's not boring. Just do it. Just try it, man. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't make you less of a man. Ladies, it's not going to make you less of a woman. Nobody's going to judge you for it. In fact, I think women encourage it more than the men do, actually. You know what I'm saying? Am I right about that? Because I'm pretty sure, like, when you girls talk about us in the beauty salons and shit, y'all talk about all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the idea of beating my man's ass during sex, it doesn't really come up. Yeah, that's not locker room talk that I've experienced.
Well, I mean, like, something like, you know what I'm saying, like, using, like, dominatrix stuff and, you know, like, the leashes and,
you know. I don't know. I think a lot of the women that I am close to really are into being dominated. Like, they're looking for themselves to be tied up and him to. I know of a woman, I don't know her personally, but she likes to do that kind of stuff and peg them and everything else. You know, I don't know her. She's a pretty popular person. You know, she has a podcast and they might call her Peg somebody, but either way,
Peggy, Peggy.
That's the only Peggy person Betty. Who, like, or a stallion. I don't know, but I don't know anyone personally who's like, yeah, I can't wait to tie my man up and let him have it. And that way, like, tying your man up and being sensual with him or something, like, I think that has been some conversations I've been directly involved in, but not the actual, like, getting a whip out and I'm sorry. I'm just imagining myself trying to whip Gaza. And that is, like, I'm about to die, like, laughing just at the simple idea as soon as I bring it out, like, what might happen to me?
Oh, shit. He might try to reverse it on you. He's like, nah. You turn around. Like, I'm in, like, charge here. That's, like, why he's lying, right?
Right. He wouldn't even say any words, to be honest. I think I would just end up, you know, whatever type of pretzel position he designed, and be like, well, that didn't go the way I intended, but I'm here now, so there we go. But right, I think, but in my mind, I don't think there's anything wrong with exploring it. I just have not met a woman who wanted to take charge to that level. But are you interested in that, Harlem?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm always the one who's really the dominating one in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. I've never been with someone who can be just as dominant as me. And I could be submissive if I want to, you know?
Yeah.
I got to be the dominant one in the bedroom every single time. I like a woman who takes charge sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, hey, baby, I want to do something. Let's try this. Like, I'm like, all right, what's up? You know? I know some guys, depending on what it is, you know, they might feel some type of way. You know, they feel like, you know, their manhood is on the line if they let their girl do some type of shit to them. But, you know, it, like I said, it all comes down to, you know, trust in your partner. You know, just know that you're in good hands with them. If they, and they're going to take care of you. They're not going to, you know, do anything, do any harm to you whatsoever. Like, they're going to make sure that you get some pleasure out of this experience.
Look, one thing that a man who let me do that could trust is that I'm going to talk so much crap to him for the rest of our lives. Yeah, that's why I had you all pinned down. That's why I was slapping the crap out of you and you started crying. That's
yeah, then he hits you with, yeah, but you ate my ass out though. Yeah, you know, you just say some shit. I'm saying, like, yo, I've heard guys say that shit to their girl, like, in public.
Oh my God.
Like, it's crazy. Like, Harlem, I guess we just different out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, we're just as vulgar. We're just as vulgar. You know what I'm saying?
What? Who was I talking to? Like, you guys in New York are wild. If you see something, like, are you one of those guys, Harlem? When I visited New York the one time that I did, this guy walked up to a girl that he liked, and she was there with her man, and he just was like, hey, yo, I know you with him, but you should be with me. You're too good for him. I could do this. I bet you he can't. He's lame, blah, blah. And the dude was standing right there. He had, like, no shame on trying to, like, max her down. Yeah. Like, so tell me, Harlem, is that a normal occurrence?
Yeah. Yeah, that's normal out here.
Do you participate in those activities?
Nah, hell no. I'll be ready to knock the motherfucker out. I'm sorry. Nah, you don't do that shit with me. If I'm with a girl and I see a dude come up and try to, like, you know, talk to her or whatever, I'm smacking the shit out of you. I'm sorry. That's just me. That's just me. I'm not letting that shit happen out on my watch. Hell no. Because some people, they just don't, they got no respect. They got no filter. Sometimes I question people's values if they do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, don't do that with me. Nah. I'm a Leo, so I don't play that.
Look, let me tell you, that guy looked for sure like he would murder all of us. He looked like he was very wealthy, and he also looked like he would kill you in a minute. Like, he was just one of those types, like, I don't know, like the type to kidnap you and say, you got this long to be my wife, and they make up your mind while you're in the dungeon and only your underwear. But yeah, we got away unscathed.
Okay. Thank God for that.
So I thought to myself, I'm never going to be around pretty girls anymore. They just bring trouble.
Chick madness, man. What can I say?
It's like, oh my gosh, like, all my friends are too pretty, and I'm like, I can't handle this. You guys, can somebody please just, like, knock a tooth out or something so we can go out in peace and not have this trouble?
Just make an example out of one person that shoots volumes everywhere. The whole block will know. All right, yeah, this one's off limits, guys. Let's leave this one alone. Right. Leave this one alone. And she ain't even from around here. She out of town. Nah, chill.
Like, look, you want to talk to one of her friends, just make sure that they're single and there's no other guy around, because it just really hurts her to see another man be demasculated in that way.
Yeah, and it's even worse too, like, when they know you're not single and you tell them that you're with someone, that just makes them want you even more. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so what is that? I know that you've come across a guy like that. Like, guys have said all kind of things to me in the past, especially when I was riding public transportation. That's not as popular out here as it is in New York, where everybody's on the train. But a lot of people who live in the suburbs commute in on the train. And I was at this time. And they were like, oh, why your man got you out here on the train if he loves you? Blah, blah, blah. Or they'll look at my ring like, that's the ring he got you? Like, if you was my girl, I would have a different ring. But I'm thinking to myself, you're out here on the train. And
you ain't got no whip or if it is.
Right. And but you're telling me what my man should do, and why does he have me out here? I don't know. I just think it's crazy. Or at the grocery store, listen, let me tell you something. Look, you wouldn't have to be out here getting this kind of cereal. You know what I mean? You with me? You be eating steaks and eggs, baby. You wouldn't be shopping for cereal. I'm like, what?
I'd be like, love, I'm just getting some Frosted Flakes. What are you talking about?
I happen to like this cereal.
I have, maybe I just like this cereal. Boy, bye. Like, come on. Like, you gotta hit on, like, I don't understand that. Like, guys are crazy. We crazy sometimes, man.
Yeah, indeed. But yeah. Okay, now we gotta get back. I can't help it. I probably should have just had a good old friend conversation with you before we started recording, so that would have felt better and stuck to the topic and the rules. But either way, I didn't. So it is what it is. Moving back to the statement about what men want. So I would say that number one, you are saying that men want women to have less restrictions in the bedroom and take charge a little more. Yeah. Be willing to push the envelope, if you right. will.
Push okay. the envelope, you know what I'm saying? Be open-minded to trying things you never tried before. Like, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes, like, what we tend to do, like, if let's say we try to do something new in the bedroom that we've never done before, and let's say it's a bad experience, and let's say, you know, down the road, they're not with that person no more, and they find somebody else, and that person might be into that exact same thing. They tell them, oh, no, I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't do that. I had a bad experience one time. I'm not down for that. But you don't know. Like, this one here might do it a little bit different than the one that you did it with the first time. So it's mm-hmm. all about, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because it don't work the first time don't mean it's not going to work the second time. So all I'm saying is just don't be restrictive. Don't be closed-minded. Just always keep an open mind about things. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it never works on the first try. Sometimes it takes two or three.
Look, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not even going to cut this out. You need to change the batteries in your fire alarm.
Yeah. Why? Oh, you I was picking it up?
Yes, I can hear it chirping, but it is unsafe, Harlem. Okay, number one. It could be a fire in your house and you're not going to get out. And number two, are they doing construction in the background?
Nah, that's just probably like my mom or something like that. She probably doing something.
Oh, she cooking?
Nah, my mom don't cook like me, trust me. She can cook, but you know, she prefers that I do because she says my food tastes better than hers. So
look at that.
Shout out she to my should... mom. So.
Hey, mama. But no, that fire alarm, I was like, this man is unsafe. Look, you got your mom there. So please, if your mom is there, you got to make sure she's going to get out. Please.
Oh, yeah. Please. No, I always make sure she get out first. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to protect her.
By changing the battery, babe. By changing the battery. Oh, yeah. Because what if you're not home?
That's true. If she can't reach that high, so because she's short. So I'll be sure to change out the batteries after this episode's over.
I'll be checking in with you. Make sure we good and safe. Safe from on fire.
Yeah, I'm not trying to die before this episode comes out. I want to hear this. Right.
And look, and even on top of that, I had a house fire in 2009. So I'm really hypersensitive to it.
Oh no, I hear that. No, definitely.
So
gotta be safe.
Yes, indeed. But you talk about all these things and being open-minded and what should happen in the bedroom and keeping relationships, you know, exciting, but you haven't participated in any sexual activities in the past 5 years. Can you tell me what has happened? And well, one, why did you make that choice?
Well, I didn't. It kind of just happened on accident, really. I wasn't trying to be celibate. To be honest with you, like, I really haven't had a serious relationship, you know, in a very, very long time. You know what I'm saying? It's actually been more than 5 years, actually. My last real relationship was probably, you know, almost 10 years ago. So, yeah. And, you know, the thing is, I was young. She was young. You know, we were both in a, you know, very, very, we were both very much in love, first off. You know what I'm saying? Let's just get that out the way. We were very much in love. We were young. You know, we're trying to figure things out like most young couples do. And, you know, like most couples, we, you know, have our bumps in the road. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some things happen. And, you know, one thing led to another. And, you know, it just didn't work out. But everything that we went through during that duration of the relationship, I guess it's sort of like built this fear factor in my head, which kind of made it hard for me to kind of move on or try another relationship. right? And because of that very reason, I chose to kind of stay away from some from girls and not get involved or not get into a serious relationship with them. So by doing that, I guess I just sort of, I guess you could say, like, you know, I've deprived myself of certain pleasures, and one of them happens to be sex, you know. So on a penetrational side, so to speak, you know what I'm saying? But
right. You know, so course, basically yeah. You still masturbate.
Up until I would say during Lent this past, I think it was. When did we start Lent?
Like Lent was February, I thought, this year. Wasn't it February this year?
Yeah, I think it was February. Yeah. So I kind of decided to do it as a challenge, not to masturbate, not to do anything sexual, not to watch porn, not to do, you know, just engage in anything that has to do with sex altogether. Like, I pretty much just cut all that stuff off. And I managed to, you know, to do it. You know, before I tried it last year during Lent, like, not to do anything, you know what I'm saying, for 40 days, and, you know, I failed. So, yeah, the pressure just got to me. Like, the first couple of weeks, it was all right. But then once I got to, like, week 3, week 4, like, it was the pressure was really bothering me. You know what I'm saying? Because now I have all this energy, and I don't have nothing to put it on. You know what I'm saying? I got nothing to direct it. Now, it was what's different with me is I actually found something I can channel into, use that energy to be more productive. And because I engulfed myself in that, I was able to do it no problem. Like, it went through just like a breeze, you know what I mean? And it was just supposed to be just temporary. But then I thought to myself, I said, you know something? I don't want to go back and, you know, relapse and start going crazy again, you know what I'm saying, like I used to. Mm-hmm. So I just said, let me just keep this going. Let's see how far I can take this. And next thing you know, it went months, and all the way to this day, I still haven't done anything. So,
oh my gosh, the woman who you have sex with the first time, you're going to maybe break her spine. I feel really worried for her.
I would just say this right now.
Whoever you are. Queen,
you're going to have to take some PTO. You're going to have to use your vacation for at least a week, because you're not getting out of this room. You go. I'm going to let you live. I'm going to make you something to eat. I'll bring water. I'll take care of you. But yeah, you on lockdown with me.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I want to say so many wild things, but I'm controlling myself.
I'm dead ass.
Oh, be good, Angel. Be good. You Usa. Are so good. Right? Oh my gosh. I'm trying to keep it in. Usa. Okay, if you are in the New York area and you believe you have the qualities that are excuse me, hold on, let me get if you are in the New York area and you believe you have the qualities that Harlem King is looking for, and it sounds to you like he might be the man that you are looking for, please hit his DM, because if you are prepared for an explicit and exciting and uplifting and reveling sexual experience, he is the man for you. Whew, oh my gosh.
I like the promo.
Oh my gosh. But I do think it's very interesting that you have that type of willpower. That's what's admirable, right? That you have that type of brain dedication and commitment, because I think that that is the purest form of celibacy, and that's not doing anything at all. You are now solely focusing on every other thing and denying yourself that one human need. It means a lot. That means that whoever you share that with, it is going to be an ultimate experience. So I'm leading that, and I'm big upping it in that way to say, are you refusing to have sex until you are in a committed relationship again?
I would say no. I mean, I'm ready to have sex now, to be honest with you. I'm just keeping it real because, you know, being the fact that I haven't had sex in so long, I'm going to keep it 100. This is a safe space, right? I can be honest about it, right?
So safe. Please be honest.
Okay. So throughout this, I would say the last time I had sex, honestly, was 2015. That was the last time I had sex. So, yeah. It's been that long.
Ladies, who's going to unblock my boy, right? Like, who is? He's backed up. Who's going to set him free?
Majorly. Majorly.
Somebody needs to come and rescue him. Please. Harlem, we got to fix this. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna keep it together because I want to start doing promotion now. Like, hey, listen, I have a mission. Something needs to happen. I have somebody who, like, I have a fantasy relationship that I've concocted in my head. I'm not going to tell you, like, who the woman is, but I do have a fantasy relationship already instilled in my mind for you, and I want it to happen so bad for you and her. It's in my own brain, but whatever.
Oh, you're gonna have to tell me this off air because I need to know now. Now you got me curious.
I can't tell you because I want my fantasy to come true, and if I tell you and you debunk it, then I can't have the fantasy anymore.
But I'm not gonna say anything to the person. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. No.
If you put it in the universe, you know what I'm saying? It just might happen. You never know.
You just want me to spill my secret. All right.
I'm just nosy like that. I could be nosy too. Yeah.
Look, oh, you know what? That's why we get along, Harlem.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't speak on it. You know what I'm saying? If you tell me something in good faith and it's a secret, I keep it to my. I don't go around telling people's other people's shit. So, you know.
Yes, you know. I'm loyal. That's fair enough. No, I believe it. Like, that's one thing. That's a matter of fact. I have no doubt. No doubt. We have never physically met, but I have no doubt that you are loyal and trustworthy. Like, I don't know. You just, that vibe is just what it is. Look, you don't even gas people the way Frenchie does. So, there.
Oh, she name dropped. Oh, shit. Wow. Shots fired.
But French knows that I love him, but he be gassing me. He does. He gasses me so much. But, and I know who his true love is. There's no denying.
Yeah, we both do. It's funny. We was talking about it yesterday on I think it was Steffi Kiss's live. Shout out to Steffi Kiss. Like,
yes.
He was going after you know who very hard. Like, I mean,
so
very hard.
And I think that the reason I made a comment about how much it costs for a Sonicare toothbrush, and he's like, oh, that's a flight. And I'm like, has he priced the flight to go and visit?
Yo, I won't be surprised if homeboy probably got like cut out pictures of her all over the wall. Like, he just stares at it, you know what I'm saying, to try to go to sleep.
A whole entire But I cannot blame him because she is gorgeous. Look, now, like, everyone is listening and they're like, who are they talking about? You should follow me. You know, I got Cruz.
She definitely does.
So you might want to follow me and then you could catch on to what's happening. What's up, Circle? Anyway.
Shout out to the Circle. Yeah, there's a lot going on in these chats, man. It gets crazy.
And so with that being said, I do want to go ahead and give love to the Circle since we're already talking about it. So you already mentioned Steffi Kiss, host of Fine and Thick Pod, to my love Daisy, the host of Double Dose of Raw Talk,
hey.
To Shay and Chris, host of Another Shot Podcast.
Yeah.
Who am I missing, love?
Oh man, let's see. You said Steffi Kiss, Do I Look Fat podcast. I like that intro, by the way. It's like, do I look fat? I swear to God, I'll be doing the melody rock to that shit every time. Oh man, I love that intro. It sounds like a beat like they would use for Insecure, that Issa Rae show.
Oh, like, yes, for sure. You rapping in the mirror to it. I'm going to try that next time.
Yeah, that shit is fire, right?
And you can do, and on the blocking part, I feel like you could have your lipstick on. Well, you wouldn't, but me, nah, like if I'm putting on my lipstick, I could be like, block them, you know, yeah. And I'm like smooth it out.
Mm-hmm. Then give yourself a kiss. It's like, mwah. Yeah.
That's you know what? You got a whole bunch of things going in my mind. Who else? There's
Daisy,
other.
Oh, Double Dose of Raw Talk. Shout out to Daisy. Shout out to Shay. Who else? Shout out to the BNC.
BNC
Booth. Shout out to DJ Brian. Shout out to Kim, Captain Kim. Let me get it right.
And it's still no shade, just palm trees.
Yeah, man. I still want the smoke, though. I need my rematch.
Oh, you know, and Jenny, she has a fire blog, Sweet Mint Tea.
Oh, okay.
Look, how can I do this?
We forgot about Taylor. Yeah, man.
You're too pretty to be single.
Single.
You're too pretty.
Look, her intro is good too, and then her voice is so clear. Like,
hell yeah.
Look, all of this being said, I've named these pods, and there's several more. But we all found each other because we worked with Carla Wilmeris, who has the idea to launch Podcast Academy. And without her, a lot of the success that we have been afforded, all of us are on the charts every single time. Like, there's not a week that I put out a new episode that I'm not touching in the top 200 for my genre. And part of that has to do with the skills that I've learned from Carla. And she is doing an intensive course. It is coming up this month of September. So you want to make sure that if you are a podcaster out there, you're looking for what to do to hit the next level, I suggest that you speak with her. She has the intensive course where you get one-on-one sessions with her. She meets with you live every week, or you can do the self-paced, which is more affordable, and you still get, I believe, a one-time session or call with her where you can ask her the questions. And she does lovely, once you're a part of her group, you can join the Facebook group. You also have the wonderful opportunity to network with all of us. So, hey, because I feel like we're freaking dope. But anyway, so the link is going to be in the show notes. So I had to shout out, you know, the Circle Crew because.
Yeah, for sure.
All our pods are pop. Oh, and then we have Iman coming out with her podcast soon, too. You know, all of this stuff is going down. So,
shout out to Iman. She's also a chef, too, guys. Just letting y'all know. So I got competition out here in these streets.
But she never shows pictures of her food. All right.
She showed me, but that's because I'm special.
Oh, but so yeah, Mon, I just cussed you out, right? Because I'm hungry and I only get to lust after Harlem's food. So that's my plug. It's a shameless plug, and you guys have heard it before. I stand by this. I will never change. So go ahead, get the code so that you can get a discount and sign up with my girl. All right.
Yeah, shout out to Carla, man.
Who's Prego? Boop, boop. All right.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Wax.
Yeah. So.
Just kidding. Damn. Like, yeah, he's just there.
Right. Yeah. I was listening to Carla before Wax, you know, so I'm in love with her. You know, I'm a Carla stan.
Nah, I feel you. Wax is my boy because me and him actually work together in the same building. Like, not in the same job per se, but we worked together in the same building. Like, we actually worked out together a couple of times. So we built the relationship. We are like brothers. So shout out to him.
Oh, okay, fine. Dang it.
I can't leave my boy out, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was the plug. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he is the father of my virtual niece or nephew. Yeah, so man. I guess.
You know, give that man some props, yo. You know what I'm saying? In love out here, man.
All right. Good job, Wax, for falling in love with a woman who I admire.
He's like, yeah, we in love out this son, bitch. We in love.
Yeah, they are in love. And it's adorable to watch. So now it's time to come back into this dirty talk. I have another question for you. A final question.
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
You ready? So what do women need to do to keep a man? And I already know the little blanket answer. Well, every man is different, but I'm really looking for you to give me your explicit and controversial opinion on what women need to do to keep a man.
Okay. Well, for me, because like you said, everybody's different. For me, I would say that there needs to be a level of respect for each other. You know, there's a line that, you know, that you should never cross with each other. And sometimes I notice now in public where, you know, in relationships where sometimes the man says certain things to his woman that's not king-like. You know, he'll go below the belt to disrespect her in public and vice versa. Sometimes women do it too. And, you know, when that happens, you know, other things start to, you know, come to the surface. You know, it starts getting physical and people start putting hands on each other, which is a big no-no. You should never raise your hand to a woman at all. So, yeah, I would say that there definitely needs to be a line of respect for each other. I would also say there needs to be some transparency, you know. Sometimes, ladies, I know you like to hold certain things in and not tell your man or how you really feel about certain things, or you kind of throw little gestures out there to kind of keep them guessing. You know, nah, just be upfront with your shit. You know what I mean? Just be very vulgar. You know, this is 2020. Like, Cardi B's out here, you know what I'm saying? And you know what she all about. You know what I'm saying? She all about that life. She has no problem with saying what's on her mind. She has no filter. So, ladies, I would suggest, you know, definitely be open and what it is that you want. And, you know, just don't play no games like that. You know what I'm saying? I know we play our games too, but, you know, women are more mature than us. So, you know what I'm saying? Just do that. Just be very transparent, be open and honest about things. And I would say, last but not least, I would say there has to be trust. That's the most important thing I can say, is there has to be trust, because a lot of times I know, you know, we're not all stable most of the time. And, you know, sometimes we let our insecurities show, and, you know, it gets us to a certain point where it's just like, you know, you start questioning your relationship to a certain degree. You know, if you love your man and you trust him, or if you don't trust him, you know, you need to figure out what it is about what's wrong with yourself and try to fix that. Your man can't fix it for you. You have to take initiative to try to fix those problems that are causing you to be insecure. Because I know sometimes, like, we carry baggage from other people's relationships and then we bring it into our own present relationships. And the person that you're in the relationship with tends to, you know, get the grunt of it all. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense. Like, you know, we just have to do better, basically. And I just feel that, you know, women, you just have to figure out a way to deal with those things. Like, deal with those demons firsthand. And I feel that if you do that, then your relationship will flourish and you'll be able to, you know, blossom with your man and take it to the next level, so to speak. If that makes any sense.
It all makes a ton of sense. And normally I say, hey, what's the last word that you want to leave everybody with? But no, there is no last word, because that was too bomb. That's what it is. So you heard it from Harlem. That's his perspective on what women need to do to keep a man. And then my little disclaimer is, I'm not saying that women have to do something or that is a woman's responsibility to keep a man. But that is a question that has haunted our sex for the ages. So why not present it in this particular platform? With that being said, Harlem, you have been amazing. I'm so honored to have you and to have you first. So please tell the people where they can find you. Drop your handles.
All right. Well, like I said, folks, my name is Harlem King. You can find me on Instagram, King0810. That's Harlem King0810. And on Instagram, yeah, just follow your boy. You know, my page is private, but, you know, if you send me a request, most likely I'll accept it. So, yeah.
Send him a picture of that WAP. No, just kidding.
Hey, I'll take those too. It's all good.
All right, you guys, it's been them. A pleasure. But he takes them. And with that, there's so many things on this episode, because, you know, I'm writing stories based off of each episode. So Harlem has so many things that he has given my imagination for his story on next week. So make sure you guys tune in to hear about it, because it's going to be so explicit. And he already told me that the girl has to be locked in the room. So that's going to be the premise. Yeah. You know, you want to hear this story. So tune in next week to hear it all the moans, all the groans and the love. It's going to be dope. So with that being said, thank you guys for stopping by. I'll catch you next week.
Check you later. Peace and love, y'all. Dirty Talk Podcast.